the first phase deals with the general obligation bond, and that's what the vote is for today. And that deals really with three main areas. It's academics, the safety, and then we also have some activities involved in there, and the HVAC. So that would be the $6.9 million. The second phase would be funded with PEPL and SAVE funds, and that would deal more with parking. We've got some stuff outside that would be impacted. Also, the track upgrade. That would take probably anywhere from 3 to 5 years to complete those projects.